face off. Good beats evil, and tough times make tough people.
Indeed they do. Drew Baldridge. Some of the lyrics of his song, Tough People. Oh, there's a whole lot of bad in the world out there, and oh, it's hard to keep going when it don't seem fair. Keep on fighting when your back's against the wall. Keep on getting back up when you fall. Keep on keeping your head held high, because I still believe hard work pays off, good beats evil, and tough times make tough people. Michael Varonis was 74 years old. Lisa McMasters, 59. Michael Bogdanovich, 73. Kylie Minch Schotten, 26. Her 3-year-old daughter, Parker Schotten, 3. Travis Creighton, 19. Big Willie 105.5, a special edition today because of the flash flood. We've got very special people here in studio. We have the owner of the Ohio Midland News Group, the River Network, Cody Barrick. We also have here in studio Jim Trefney, the sales manager of the Ohio Midland News Group. Also, Cindy Wade, account executive. And if you just joined us, we had Lou Vargo call in live to give us an update about what is happening and how people can help. We cannot thank Lou Vargo enough for all of the information, all of his time. He was so generous giving us his time, part of his time, to let everybody know about what was going on here. In fact, right now he's probably being interviewed by the Weather Channel, but he made time to talk with you first, to come on and talk with you about what was going on. We appreciate that beyond words. So let's recap from the last segment here, because lots and lots of important information. We have an awful lot of people who are just joining us, driving to work or doing whatever. You can also see the show on the Facebook live stream on Big Willie 105.5, the Facebook page, my Facebook page, Dimitri, and we're sharing this wherever we can. Whatever you can do to help share this, that would be great, because all this is just information, how to help these survivors, what everybody can do. So let's start again with Cody Barrick. Cody, give us an update, if you would, please, about what the company is doing, and get close to the mic, please, if you would. Go ahead.
So as a radio network, we're doing what we can to raise funds, raise supplies to help the victims or whoever really needs it. We've got a two evening event planned for this weekend. I believe it's at River City.
River City, correct.
And so Johnny O, a lot of you guys are familiar with Johnny. He's going to
our morning host on WAMP 100.5.
That's correct.
Great guy.
He will be broadcasting live from River City from 7 p.m. to midnight, and he's doing his house party show from there.
Both nights,
Friday and Saturday this weekend. We're going to charge $10 at the door or any donations, whether they're monetary or supplies. We'll have a van there to put supplies in.
No perishable food, though. No, yeah, perishable food.
I guess not.
No.
And so the thing I wanted to state was 100% of this is going to go to the people that need it, not the proceeds of, and you know, sometimes there's bad actors in this kind of stuff and middlemen and all that. So we want to try to figure out who really needs this stuff.
Okay, but it's going to be 100% of all the donations. You're not taking anything off the top. No. For expenses or salaries. Everyone, the volunteer for all of this.
Volunteer, and anybody that any entity we give it to, we don't want, we want 100% of what we gather to go to someone or some people that need it.
Okay, and the River Network, tell all the people about the stations that are involved in this thing.
All of them. Big Willie, Rage, WAMP.
Okay, Big Willie is 105.5. Rage is 96.5.
Correct.
WAMP is 100.5. Also, the River 106.3. Sorry?
106.3.
Stay close to the mic if you would want to make sure we get this. And also the River Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, Also, the app, the River Network app, you download that and click any of those stations. Also, the news page, what is that called?
Rivernews.org. So that will be involved along with all of our Facebook pages. Every platform that we have that we can drive attention to this, we're gonna use.
Anything that you, dear listener, can do to help spread the word with this, share this everywhere, that would be wonderful as well. And I'm guessing it's going to be a pretty big deal event Friday night and Saturday night at River City. Johnny's show, the house party, is honestly, it's unbelievable.
And River City's donating the space, correct?
Yeah.
So this is 100%.
River City, terrific work for them. We appreciate that greatly. And River City is in downtown Wheeling on Main Street. And what is the crossing street? Is that 15 or something? Right across
12th? Across from West Bank, right near West Bank.
Okay, right across there. Okay, fine. The arena.
Yeah.
All right, great. And Jim, you also wanted to, you shared something in the previous segment here about the different clients that are going to be doing, helping appear in the Valley.
This morning, starting at 11 o'clock, we will be broadcasting all of the River stations, River Network stations. We'll be broadcasting from Schultz Ford. Johnny will be doing live breaks on all the stations. Richard Bazzi and his crew have bought a truckload of water and bleach. And anyone, no questions asked. If you've been affected by all of this, come on up to Schultz Ford. You can get a case of water and a gallon of bleach.
All right, now please tell the listeners exactly where Schultz Ford is.
Schultz Ford is at the Highlands. Just come on up 470, get off Cabela Drive, turn left. Schultz is on the left-hand side, drive on in.
And just go up 2 Mile Hill.
Yeah.
And then hang a right in order to get back in there if you're coming from 2 Mile Hill.
Yep.
Okay, great. And Richard Bazzi is the owner.
Correct.
Okay, great. And he is going to be joining us later on this morning.
8 o'clock hour.
All right, great. And how much does he have again for the victims?
He's got a truckload full of water and bleach. I thought he said 2 pallets of water.
Oh, my.
Might even be more. But they went and got that lined up yesterday, and they're ready to go. So we'll be there at 11 o'clock.
Great. And there are other events that you have here for the victims.
Oh, one other thing, too.
Yes.
Today, one of the special thanks to people at West Banco Arena, Howard Carnell, and all of those folks.
Good man.
They have come through with tickets for the George Thorogood concert. We're going to be giving away tickets today, tomorrow. And I'm sure Johnny will have some down at the house party. And also want to do a shout out to Morgan Lacefield. Morgan Lacefield owns 14 Domino's in the area. He is giving us some Domino's gift certificates that we will also be giving out randomly.
At the house party or at the other events as well.
At the remotes. I've tasked Johnny, do whatever you want. So when he's on the air, he'll explain how you can get those. And didn't you get some stuff also?
I did not.
For house party. Okay.
But still, this is great stuff. Yeah. I mean, and again, all of it, and all these are donations.
Yep.
Now, no money is exchanged hands. No money will exchange hands. These are all donations from all of the people here in the Valley, all the businesses to help these victims
that have been
here.
Affected.
Okay. Yeah. If you could swing the microphone over to Cindy Wade, one of our account executives. And
in fact, one of the top. Probably one of the top ones, I'm guessing, here. Okay. Hold on a second here. Cindy. All right.
You live in Marshall County.
I actually live in Wetzel County.
Wetzel County, excuse me. And so you experienced some serious flooding issues, certainly not as tragic, not as terrible as Tradelphia and Ulm.
Exactly.
Tell the listeners about your experience.
So it was last March. We got flooded not once, but twice. So it was like within just a few days apart. I live right along the Mighty Ohio, and I kind of went by the house is 150 years old, so I kind of went by the markings of the previous owners, and boy, was I off on that. But yes, I experienced, you just look around and everything is gone. You know, no, it was just my basement, so I didn't, you know, lose anything on the main level. We didn't lose a life, nothing like that. But, you know, pictures, you know, things that your kids have made in school, Christmas ornaments, things like that, anything that you would store in your basement was gone.
So how did you feel?
Oh, it's devastating. Okay. It was, I mean, it was very devastating to look out and now all your things were sitting along the curb for the trash to pick up.
What was on the curb? Did you lose anything especially touching, especially valuable?
I wouldn't say, I mean, valuable to me because yes. It might have been things my kids made in school.
Like what?
Or like Christmas ornaments or things that they've, you know, like I saved everything, like things they colored, whatever, you know.
They're all gone.
And they're all gone. Yeah. So it was, I mean, you just look out and your life is sitting on the curb.
How did people react? How did your neighbors react? How did people in Wetzel County react? Did they help you? Were they helpful? What happened?
That's what I would say. They all did, you know, because this is not the first time Wetzel County experienced a flood. Like back in 2004, if you're familiar with Wetzel County, the flood was all the way up to Route 2. It was up to Ace Hardware. So I wasn't living in the area at the time. However, you know, I did see, you know, the devastation and things like that. So, and Bill Witchie was in business at that time. And he kept, I don't know if it was in 2004, but most floods, Bill Witchie kept his store open. There's pictures in New Martinsville of like where Bill was open and they were coming in on canoes to get things from the grocery store. Bill Witchie, a great man. He owned Witchie's grocery stores for a long time. But yeah, that happened. And yeah, I mean, it's just devastating. But the one thing I would say, and I do read this on Facebook as well for the Wheeling area, they're asking, you know, you can give bleach, you can give all those things, but they're asking for manpower. And when you're in a situation like that, you do need manpower because if you're the one cleaning up, it's exhausting.
I can't imagine how hard that is.
So, I mean, it takes sometimes, I know like during the floods, sometimes that like the Magnolia High School, they'll bring their football team or one of like their basketball or whatever, and they will help, you know, bring things to higher ground and maybe clean up afterwards or whatever. But you got to remember, those students are affected as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, yeah, so Wetzel County did come together. Even, you know, people from the Short Line area, they would come there and help, you know, clean up and things like that. So,
did you ever get over that flood? Emotionally?
No. Because listen, with that river rising every day, I felt like I could sit there yesterday and watch it rise, literally. So, no, you always say, oh gosh, I hope that's not going to happen one more time. You know, and like I said, that happened to me, and a week later it did again. It just didn't get in the basement, but it came around the house.
How can you even sleep?
You know what? If you remember, I had had a major surgery a week prior to that. So I was just going up the steps and sitting there. My kids would say, you better get out of the house. I'm like, nah, I'm staying right here. So I sat there. I mean, I stayed in the, you know, it wasn't like Wheeling, though. The river doesn't flash flood, you know, so we were able to watch it and we would know like when it was going to crash, you know.
How did it affect your kids?
Well, my kids are all gone. So, you know, my daughter was at college at the time. She drove from West Liberty home to, help clean up and, help pick up, too. My son at the time, his wife was pregnant, and I said, and he had a little one. I said, I don't need you here. I need you to take care of your wife and not, you know, get any, you know, I didn't want anything to happen. So we just, and the neighbors, of course, helped as well.
And Marshall County Co-op, what are they going to be doing?
So tomorrow, 11 to 1, we'll be at the Marshall County Co-op with Dave Voithoffer and his crew, along with Mike Dougherty and the Sheriff's Department. We'll be collecting whatever someone can get, whether that be, again, a card, like a fuel card or a card, to a local restaurant or whatever, just whatever we can do to help these people. Remember, these people have lost everything. And so they need, you know, fuel cards for like generators because some people are still without power, you know. They need, remember, there's animals, there's kids, there's babies, all that. Everyone was affected.
And that'll be from when to when tomorrow?
11 to 1.
11 to 1.
At the Marshall County Co-op.
And the radio stations are going to be there?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. And let's swing the microphone over to Jim here again. Excuse me, just one.
You were talking a minute ago about do you never forget?
I want you to hold that thought because you have an important memory that I want the listeners to, I want you to share this with the listeners. We have a short break that we've got to deal with here. And then we are going to do that. Again, Lisa McMasters, 59. Michael Bokanovich, 73. Kylie Minch, Schotten, 26. Her three-year-old daughter, Parker Schotten, 3. And Travis Creighton, 19. In tough times make tough people. Drew Baldridge from Tough People. They don't get any tougher than the people around here, but my goodness gracious. More with our very special show and our very special guests, and more information for you as well.